শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম পঞ্চম স্কন্ধ ফিফথ ক্যান্টো দেয়ার আর টুয়েলভ ক্যান্টোস স্কন্ধ অর ডিভিশন অফ দি শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম অমলম পুরাণম জস বৈষ্ণবানাং প্রিয়ম শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম ইজ অমলম পুরাণ অমলম মিন্স স্পটলেস দেয়ার আর 18 পুরাণস সিক্স পুরাণস ফর দি সাত্বিক পিপল দোজ হু আর ইন দি মোডস অফ গুডনেস দেয়ার আর থ্রি কোয়ালিটিজ অফ দি মেটেরিয়াল নেচার সতগুণ রজগুণ তমগুণ দি লিভিং এন্টিটিজ অর দি জীবাত্মা দে আর ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ফর সেন্স গ্র্যাটিফিকেশন এনি ওয়ান বিগিনিং ফ্রম লর্ড ব্রহ্মা ডাউন টু দি স্মল অ্যান্ট অর মাইক্রোস্কোপিক ইনসেক্ট এভরি ওয়ান এভরি লিভিং এন্টিটি হ্যাজ কাম হিয়ার ইন দিস মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ফর gratifying their senses. The Premi Vibhorta, an authorized book by one of the disciples of Lord Chaitanya, he says, it is in Bengali, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhog vancha kare পাশেতে মায়া তারে জাপটিয়া ধরে অ্যাজ সুন অ্যাজ উই ডিজায়ার টু এনজয় বিকজ কনস্টিটিউশনালি উই আর নট এনজয়ার উই আর এনজয়েড উই আর নট প্রিডমিনেটার বাট উই আর প্রিডমিনেটেড That is our position. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Our real position is to remain eternal servant of Krishna. This is our real position. But because we have got little independence, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, Krishna is supremely independent. Savigya Sarat, description of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmat dasya jata annayat itaratascha arthesu avigya sarat. Sarat means fully independent. Krishna is fully independent. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are minutely possessing almost, not all the qualities of Krishna in proportionately in minute quantity. Just like the particle of gold is also gold. That is nothing else but gold. But the value of that particle is different from the gold mine. Our relationship with Krishna is like that. Krishna is just like the gold mine. And I and you, just like gold earring. This gold earring or gold fingering or any golden ornament. That is gold undoubtedly, but is not as big as the gold mine. That is the difference between God and ourselves. That is the difference. Qualitatively, we are one, being part and parcel of the Supreme Absolute Truth. But quantitatively, we are different. Therefore, simultaneously, we are one and different. This is called achinta bhedabhed tattva. Achinta, we cannot conceive in our present status of life that one thing can be equal and different from another. But if we think over it little soberly, we can understand. This is the example. Mamaivaṃsa jīva-bhūta jīva-lokesanātra. So, aṃsa, particle, that is also sanātana. Not that, as the Mayavadi philosopher say, that because we are now under the illusion, therefore we are thinking as different. Otherwise, God and we are the same. This Vaishnava philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva. There are other Vaishnava philosophers also. Visuddhadvaita, Daityadvaita, Advaita, like that. So many philosophies are there. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the latest acharya, who appeared 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago, I'm sorry, he preached this Achinta Bhedabhed Tattva. Means that jiva simultaneously one and different. One in quality and different in quantity. This is very reasonable. And it is confirmed in the Vedas, Upanishad. Just like in Kathopanishad, it is said, nitya nityanam cetanas cetananam eka bhuvanam vidadati kaman. So, Krishna is the supreme nitya, eternal. And we are also in that. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mamaivaṃsa jīva-loke jīva-bhūta sanātana. We are eternal. And Krishna is also eternal. That is qualitatively one. Krishna is Chaitanya, living force. We are also living force. So in that way, we are one in quality. But his living force and our living force different in quality. His creative power, my creative power, your creative power, they are different. You can create a few skyscraper buildings, but Krishna has created millions and trillions of universes. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadannanatha. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna koti. We are simply experiencing one jagadanna or universe. But there are jagadanna koti. There are millions and trillions of universes. Ekaṃsena sthito jagat athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna vishtavya aham idam kristam ekaṃsena sthito jagat. Krishna, when he was inquired about his opulence, about his potencies, vibhuti, Krishna explained that I am like this, I am like this, I am like this. But he concluded that how much I shall describe, try to understand this. Athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjana. Vishtyabhya aham idam krishnam ekangshena sthito jagat. This whole material manifestation, cosmic manifestation, is maintained by one of my plenary portion, Paramatma. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanna koti jachaktirasti jagadanna chayajadhantam annantarasthang paramanu chayantarasthang govindamadi purusam tavang bhajan. So Krishna, by his one plenary portion as Paramatma, the absolute truth is realized in three ways: Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jadgyanam adayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sardati. So Krishna, by his Paramatma feature, he is all-pervading. He is in all universes, he is all everywhere in the heart of all living entity. Ishara parama, Ishara sarvabhutana, riddhese arjuna tishtati. And he is also within the atom. Annantarasthang paramanuchayantarasthang anoraniyang mahato mahiyan. This is Krishna. So one has to understand Krishna perfectly. So for preliminary study of Krishna, there is Bhagavad Gita. How to understand Krishna? And next, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD, primary entrance to the understanding of spiritual life. This is ABCD. But people are so fallen that they cannot understand even ABCD. What to speak of becoming graduate or postgraduate? In this age, people are so fallen. This Mahabharata was given by Vyasadev for the less intelligent class of men. Stri Shudra Dijabandhuna Trayina Shruti Gochara. Shruti means Vedas. Vyasadev considered that Stri, woman, Shudra, the fourth class man, Sri Shudra, Dijabandhunam. Dijabandhu means those who are born in higher class society, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, but they are not qualified. They are simply proud of getting birth in higher families. They are called Dijabandhu. They are equal to woman and the Shudra. Three Shudra Dijabandhuna, Trayi na Shruti Gochara. Trayi means the Vedas. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda. There are three methods in understanding Vedas. And their language, their process is very difficult. Therefore, Vyasadeva, considering the immediate inauguration of Kali Yuga, because Vyasadeva appeared at the end of Dwapara Yuga. So, before writing these Vedas, by Vyasadeva, there was no written scripture. Therefore, it is Vedas are called Shrutis. People learn it simply by hearing. Shruti, Srotam, Srotriyam, Tad Vijnanam, Tad Vijnanartham sa Guru Meva Vigacche, Srotriyam, Brahmanishtam. Srotriyam means the guru must be expert who has heard from his bona fide spiritual master. That's Srotriyam, not Sokram. Sokram means generation by seminar, and Srotriyam, generation by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master. Srotriyam Brahmanishtam. After hearing, one must be firmly fixed up in Brahma Gyan, Brahmanishtam. This is called Srotriyam. So, Dijabandhu means who has not perfected his knowledge by hearing from the bona fide source. He is called Dijabandhu. And the Shudras have no facility, neither the woman has got the facility to go to the Gurukul and become a Brahmachari and remain there and learn the Vedic literature, because women were not allowed, neither could follow. It is not discrimination, it is actual fact by nature. There may be some exception, but by nature it is so fixed up. So for them, this Mahabharat, greater history, or history of greater India, Mahabharat. This Bharat, Bharat means this planet, not this small land now we are occupying. No, this whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. Since the time of Maharaj Bharat, he was the emperor of the whole world. Formally, we understand from history that the king of Hastinapur was the emperor of the whole world, up to Maharaj Parikshit, 5,000 years ago. After that, it became separated on account of depreciation of the Vedic culture. They could not control. Just like we could not control Pakistan, they have gone away. Pakistan, 20 years ago, it was India. But they have left you, the Muslims, they left you, because you could not control them. That is your fault. And the fault is depreciation of the Vedic culture. In the Vedic culture, there is no such thing that once one has become fallen, he cannot be reclaimed. He can be reclaimed. It doesn't matter how bad fallen he is. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Manghi partho vyapasritya jepishu papajonayo. Papajoni. According to Vedic culture, the lower class of people, lower class of people means one who cannot be educated to the Vedic culture. He is called lower class. Otherwise, the Vedic culture is open for everyone. So, Krishna says, Manghi partho vyapasritya jepishu papajonayo. Never mind, papajoni. He can be claimed. Sriya Shudra Tatha Vaishya Stevi Janti Parangati. So suppose these Mohammedans or others in India, these Mohammedans did not come from any other part of the world. They were lower class, and they, after Aurangzeb's propaganda of jizya tax, some of them or more of them, they became Muslims. This is the historical fact. So why they were not reclaimed again? Reclaimed. And of course, some of the sannyasis, they tried to reclaim, but that was not the proper way. Therefore, it was failure. The proper way of reclaiming all the fallen souls by Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna says, Manghi Partho Bhapasritya. One has to be educated to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Manghi Partho Bhapasritya. Not otherwise. You cannot propagate Shuddhi movement by otherwise. You have to reclaim everyone to the Vedic platform by making him Vaishnava. Because when one becomes Vaishnava, he becomes transcendental. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Manghipatha. Manchabhya vicharini bhakti yogina jasevate. Abhya vicharini bhakti yogina. Bhakti yoga, the process of devotional service. If one is engaged, abhya vicharini, without any adulteration. Real bhakti yoga means anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karma dhanabhritam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. This is real bhakti. There cannot be any motive behind bhakti yoga. Anna vilasita sunnam and jnana karma dhanabhritam and transcendental to the position of philosophical speculation and fruitive activities. Jnana karma anabritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam. Just simply to serve Krishna favorably. That is bhakti. So this bhakti is called abhyavicharini bhakti, without any adulteration, without any mutilation. Perfect bhakti. So by that bhakti, Manchaja Vyavicharini Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunanu Samutita Itana Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. That person who is engaged in pure devotional service, he transcends all the qualities of material nature. Our defect is, just like I have already explained, that we are gold because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is the big gold, we are simply a small particle of gold. That is the difference. But gold is always value, maybe a small particle or big. So our position is transcendental. Our position is not material. But we have been captured by the material nature because we wanted to disobey the orders of Krishna. Krishna bhuliya jeeva bhogavan cha. And because we disobeyed or we did not like to serve Krishna, therefore we have been sent into this material world. Ichha desho samuttina sargi janti parantava. Ichha. Why shall I serve Krishna? Why shall I not become Krishna? Let me become God. That is still going on. Even big advanced spiritualists, sannyasi, they are thinking that I am Krishna. Why shall I go to serve Krishna? This is slave mentality. Just become Krishna. I am Krishna. Now I am in Maya, I am not Krishna, but as soon as my Maya is over, then I become Krishna. Then the question is, if you are Krishna, why Maya covered you? Then Maya is greater than Krishna. But these questions they cannot answer. So why you have been fallen? No, the real explanation is that because we are little Krishna, just like the father and the little child. If there is fight, the father may come out victorious, the child may become overwhelmed. Similarly, we are also Krishna, a small particle of Krishna. But somehow or other, when we come in touch with this material world, we contact either of the three modes of material nature, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. And according to our association with the particular type of nature, we get a different type of body. Karanam gunasangayasya sadasad janma jonishu. Why there are different types of living entities, different types of bodies? That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam, the cause, the reason is gunasanga asya. Gunasangas. So we are gold, but some gold has fallen in the mud, some gold has fallen in the water, some gold has fallen on the grass. These are examples. They are very much nicely explained in the Vedic literature. Sometimes the living entity is considered as the spark of fire. You have seen the sparks of fire. So the fire, original fire, is never covered by Maya or darkness. But the small particle of fire, which are called sparks, they, as soon as come out of the fire, they are extinguished. No more, sparking. So this is our position. Although we are part and parcel of Krishna, Sanatana, eternal, manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasati. Because on account of our material mind means the mind is absorbed in the thought of enjoying this material world. This is the beginning of our material disease. Mana sasthani indriyani. Then according to the mind, we develop different senses and we are trying to enjoy this material world in different type of body. That is our material disease. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karasati. Therefore, the whole Vedic literature is meant for reminding us about our original position. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Anadi Bohinmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli Gela. We have forgotten Krishna. Anadi. Anadi meaning we do not know when we did forget. But we have forgot our relations. Yes. Anadi Bohinmukh Jeev Krishna Bhuli. Atayev Krishna Veda Purana Kulila. These Vedas and the Puranas, they are meant for reminding us. To give us information that you are not this material body. You are not Indian, you are not American, you are not Brahmana, you are not Sudra. You are eternally part and parcel of Krishna. So, your business is to serve Krishna. This is the purpose of whole Vedic literature. Vedishta sarvai ahameva vedyam. So, the Bhagavad Gita is giving us directly information about our relationship with Krishna. Krishna personally giving instruction. So what is his position and what is our position? What is our relationship with him and what is the ultimate goal of life? These are called in Sanskrit language sambandha abideha prayajan. Sambandha means we must know what is our relationship with God, Krishna. That is called sambandha. Everyone is speaking about God. That is human nature. Any civilized form of human society has some sort of religious principles to understand God. That is a fact. So, in the human form of life, this is the main question. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. What is my relationship with God? What I am? Why I am suffering in this material world? Is there any solution? This is the business of human form of life. Not to imitate the animals, how to eat nicely, how to live nicely, how to have sexual intercourse nicely, and how to defend. These are animal propensities. Ahara nidra bhaya maithanancha samanam etat pasubhina rana. The animals are also doing the same business, whole day and night. Therefore Bhagavad says, nāyāṁ deha deha bhājāṁ niloke kastāna kāmān arhati bīr bhujāṁ je. This human form of life is not meant for to work so hard like hogs and dogs simply for sense gratification. The aim is only sense gratification. In the modern civilization, they have no other aim. They do not know what is God? What is my relationship with God? What is the ultimate goal of life? How shall I work in this material world? These questions are rejected. It is very abominable condition of the human society. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important to enlivening the whole human society to his real position, constitutional position. Jivet sarupa nitya krishna das mamai vangs jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana manas sasthani indrani prakriti sthani krishna. So, long, long ago, there was a atheist king, Hiranyakashipu, and his son happened to be a Vaishnava, Prahlad. So Prahlad, from the beginning of his life, he was a Vaishnava, although born of an atheist father, Hiranyakashipu. So we shall try to explain the life of Prahlad Maharaj while reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos, out of which we are just trying to explain in the 5th canto. fifth chapter, Prahlad Maharaj's Upakhyan. So Prahlad Maharaj, his father Hiranyakashipu was so powerful king that he became by force, demonic force, he became practically the ruler of the all planets. There are different planetary systems within this universe. So this demon Hiranyakashipu, somehow or other, he achieved a great prowess and he conquered over all the planets. Even the demigods, they are under the subjugation of Hiranyakashipu. So his son Prahlad, from the very beginning of his life, because he got instruction from Narada Muni within the belly of his mother. This is the story. When the demigods conquered over this Hiranyakashipu, they captured his wife, Vayadhu. At that time, the wife of Hiranyakashipu was pregnant, and Prahlad Maharaj was there. So because the woman was pregnant, the demigods were taking her away. On the way, Narada Mahamuni met the demigods Indra. So he inquired, "What you are doing? You are dragging a woman? Ah, this is not good." So they explained that we have nothing to do with this woman, because within the womb of this woman there is a son of Hiranyakashipu. He is also a demon. Therefore, as soon as she gives birth to the child, we shall kill him. This is our problem. Narada Muni said, "No, this child is not demon. This child is a great devotee, Mahabhagavata. So you cannot do that." So they accepted the word of Narada Muni and they offer obeisances. So here is a Vaishnava. This is demigod. Although they were carrying out, thinking of the child as a demon, but when they heard from Narada Muni that this child is not a demon, he is a great devotee, immediately they offered respect and they circumambulated the mother of Prahlad Maharaj and they went away. And the lady was taken care of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni instructed the mother, because as soon as you meet some saintly person, his business is to instruct you about spiritual matter. So Hiranyakashipu's wife was situated in the house, in the ashram of Narada Muni, and she wanted protection. "Then until my husband comes back, kindly give me protection so that my child may not take birth." So Narada Muni gave her benediction. "Yes, even it is mature, unless your husband comes back, he will not deliver the child." So he instructed. And the instruction was so powerful, spiritual instruction, is not conditioned by the material nature. Ahuituki apratihata. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai pungsang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaje. Ahuituki apratihata jayatma samprasidati. This instruction of bhakti is so powerful that even a child can receive it in any condition of life. We have seen when our Sankirtan is performed, especially the children, they immediately imitate, because they cannot vibrate, small children, but they give claps. The Sankirtan movement is so perfect that there is no question of any material condition. In any condition, Krishna consciousness can be aroused, provided it is in touch with the Krishna conscious, bona fide spiritual master. So this child, Prahlad Maharaj, in the womb of his mother, he learned spiritual instruction and he became Krishna conscious. Therefore, from his birth, he was chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, and his father was very, very much unhappy what kind of child is born. He is Krishna conscious. Because he is, he was very much against Vishnu. Because Lord Vishnu killed his brother, Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu always considered Vishnu as the enemy. So he did not like that his son Prahlad Maharaj should become a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means Vishnu Asya Devata Iti Vaishnava. One who has taken, accepted Lord Vishnu. That is the Vedic instruction to take shelter of Lord Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya. This is Rig Mantra, Rig Ved Mantra. Vishnu Paramam Padam. Those who are Suraya, Suri or Devata, they are always aiming at the lotus feet of Vishnu. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is the highest perfection of life. Other demigods, they are not our goal of life. That is also condemned in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamastastai hitajnana jajante annadevata. Annadevata. Who are the worshippers of the annadevata, other demigods? Those who are lost of their senses. Kamastastai hitajnana. These are the statements. In the Bhagavad also it is said, Nate vidusartha gatin hi Vishnu. People generally, they do not know that their goal of life should be to take shelter of Vishnu. Vishnu tattva and Krishna tattva, the same thing. Ramadi murtishu kala niyamena tishthan nana vara nana avatara makarat bhuvanesu kintu Krishna sayang samabhavat paramapumanaju govindam madipurisam tamaham bhajam. So our aim of life should be how to understand Vishnu Tattva, Krishna. Krishna is the origin of Vishnu Tattva. Matta parataram nanat kinchi jasti dhananjaya. He is the origin. Janmadasya jataha aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. These are things. Aham adir hi divana. Maharshinam cha saptada. These are there. So, Prahlad Maharaj, by the grace of Narada Muni, he became a great devotee and from the beginning of his life. This is another advantage. If you become a devotee of the Lord, then your next life is guaranteed as human being. Yoga bhrasta sanjayate suchinang simatang gehe yoga bhrasta sanjayate. One who is a devotee but could not finish the devotional function in one life, he is given chance, another chance to take birth in a very good family. Good family means suchinang simatangehi. Either in the family of a very highly elevated Brahmin, suchinang, or simatang, or very rich family. Brahman or Vaishya family, or Kshatriya family. So, either Brahman family or Kshatriya family or Vaishya family, it doesn't matter, a human being. So, yoga prasya sanjayate, let us begin our life in Krishna consciousness, in this life. It doesn't matter if we cannot finish. But whatever we can finish, that is our eternal asset. Salpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Even if we slightly touch only Krishna consciousness, then Mahato Bhaya, just like Ajami, you are saved. So these are the instructions of Vedic literature, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam, it is derived from the word Bhagavat Sabda. Bhagavat Sabda means Bhagavan. And Bhagavata means those who are in connection with Bhagavatam, Bhagavan. So this Srimad Bhagavatam means it is in connection with the Supreme Lord and His devotee. A devotee is called Bhagavata. And the book about Bhagavan, that is also Bhagavata. There are two kinds of Bhagavatam. The living Bhagavatam is the devotee. And the representation Bhagavatam is the Bhagavata Grantha. There is no difference. Absolute means there is no difference. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, either this Grantha Bhagavatam or the devotee Bhagavata or Krishna, they are all one. That is absolute conception. Adva again. We should not distinguish a devotee from Bhagavan. We shall not distinguish Bhagavatam from Bhagavan. When we read Bhagavad Gita, practically every one of us read, we should not think that Bhagavad Gita is different from Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is as good as Krishna. It is not ordinary book. Ordinary book is different from the author. But this Bhagavad Gita is Bhagavan himself. Atasya Krishna namadi nabhavet grahyam indriyai. Sevan mukhihi jivhado sameva spurattada. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasavigraha. Purna suddha nitta mukta abhinatya namanam. So Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastime, anything about Krishna, they are one. Abhinatyad namanamina. Abhinatyad. That is not separated. Therefore, by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you directly contact with Krishna. Abhinatyad nama namina. Krishna is the namina and Hare Krishna mantra is his name. But they are avhinna. Otherwise, how this Hare Krishna movement is being so quickly appreciated all over the world? Because there is no difference between chanting of Hare Krishna mantra and meeting Krishna eye to eye, face to face. There is no difference. Simply one has to realize, the more you become purified by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you see Krishna face to face. People are asking, can you show me God? You can see God. Simply prepare your eyes. Simply prepare your ears. You will, by hearing, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nipapana. So this is a very scientific movement, authorized, practical. You chant Hare Krishna mantra and you realize that gradually you are advancing to meet Krishna face to face. That is possible. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Difficulty or some deficiency in the whole structure, and that deficiency can be fulfilled, can be satisfied by making people Krishna conscious. This is the moment. So we have got ample literature, not only is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, other, there are hundreds of literature, and we have already published about 20 books like this. So we shall request all the life members, they have got our books. Those who are not life members, I request them to become life members, and we give you more than your money, books worth. We want that everyone, every scholar, every thoughtful man should read these books, Bhagavad Gita as it is. These books are very much welcome in the Western countries. I have got a report just now. I have received from Los Angeles. The report is that within the 3 days of Christmas holidays, we have sold 1 lakh worth of books within 3 days. So our books are being very much welcome in the Western countries, especially the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this movement is very important movement. It is not a fanaticism. It is based on science, philosophy, and authority, and Vedic principles. And all the students, they are following strictly the Vedic principles. They do not indulge in illicit sex life, meat eating, intoxication, up to drinking of coffee, tea, and smoking. They have given up. This is Vedic principles. And they do not take part in gambling. And the regular chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, 16 rounds. In this way we are training. Not only we are training these young boys, but we are training their sons and children. We have got a very nice school in Dallas, Texas. From the very beginning, they are being taught about Krishna consciousness, how to rise early in the morning, how to take part in the Mangalaritri, how to take prasadam, then teaching. They are learning Sanskrit and English, especially, a little geography, mathematics. We have started a school. So, do not take this movement very insignificantly. Try to understand this movement with all your intelligence. As Chaitanya Charitamrita author says, Chaitanyer dayar katha karoh bicha. Bicha. Just put your judgment. Try to understand with logic and try to understand with philosophy. Not as a fanatic. Bichar. Bichar korile chitte pame chamatkar. And if you rightly judge this movement, you will find it very sublime. We have got 4 branches now in India, out of 102 branches all over the world. But especially this movement is easier for the Indians because by birth they are imbibed with the Krishna consciousness idea. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropakar. So Indians are meant for welfare activities for the whole world. And how they will do? Not by begging, give me rice, give me milk powder, give me money, give me this. No. If you spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, then you will be respectful. People will like it. They are very hungry for this Krishna consciousness. So, I am struggling alone. I require many Indians to join and spread this movement all over the world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.